There is so much to learn. Firstly, listen to patients when they tell you something has happened to them. I've got so many patients who have sought me out because they know that I'm interested in dealing with people who have had a vaccine injury or who suspect they've had a vaccine injury. Many of them have gone to hospital with chest pains, palpitations, feeling extremely unwell. They had ECGs and a standard test. They were told everything's normal. You're just anxious. Go home. I've had other people really struggle to find medical practitioners who will listen to them and engage with them. There's an incredible lack of medical curiosity about investigating this. The TPA take the reports.
Yeah.
Apparently there have been 144,000 adverse reaction reports, but that's a drop in the ocean compared to the number of actual adverse reactions that there are, because a lot of them aren't being reported, because certainly in the early days they weren't being recognised. What we need to see is a high level of medical curiosity. We need a high level of engagement with people who have suffered a vaccine injury. They need to be studied. We need research funding. And we need to be able to have safe healthcare. I can continue to work in general practice because we wear N95 respirators. We have HEPA filters in each room. We have screening of patients for symptoms. We're able to provide telehealth. So there are ways that we can provide safe healthcare. We also need to put much more effort into researching these vaccines. The TGA never gets back to anybody. Yeah. They compile this data, but they don't actually follow up. They don't know how long these vaccine injuries have gone on for. They
3 years.
They don't go back to people and say, you know, are you still suffering? What's happening with you now? There is no system to do that. So there is so much that needs to happen to engage with people who have suffered vaccine injuries and for us to move forward.
And to provide compensation, because the compensation scheme is hopeless.
Well, the other thing too, I'm trying to help people who are presenting to me with vaccine injuries that have been actually said by their specialists were vaccine injuries, and I try to help them with the forms that they're filling out. Most people do large amount of documentation, so some people have got piles of documentation that they arrive with. Something like 90% of the compensation claims that have gone in, and that's an example of the sort of documentation that people have to say, these are the hospital admission reports, these are my specialist reports, these are my results that I've had from blood tests, from MRIs. I mean, I've never seen so many young people having cardiac MRIs in my entire career. There are people who've had heart damage, myocarditis, they've had pericarditis, gastrointestinal problems, dysautonomia, people who and these are the sorts of problems that, you know, when they go for a compensation claim, the cause of the vaccine manufacturers or the indemnified by the government.
Yeah.
And I said, don't worry, we'll compensate. And when the adverse reactions happen and people try to make a claim, and some people, their lives have been destroyed.
Yeah. Three years, I have suffered, and they said, you can't think our compensation scheme.
The criteria are extremely narrow, and it doesn't have any near cover the breadth of adverse reactions. So it's not a lot of business to improve business.